Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Hebrews chapter 12, we were taught that the greater the opportunity a person has to hear the word of God, the greater the judgment of God will be if he rejects God's grace. Let's continue with that message today. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
The following five warnings of spiritual deterioration are found in Hebrews, comes from Warren Wiersbe in his earlier years when he was in the fundamental camp. The danger of drifting from the word through neglect, chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. The danger of doubting the word through hardness of heart, chapter 3, verse 7 through chapter 4, verse 13. Number 3, the danger of dullness toward the word through sluggishness, chapter 5, 11 through chapter 6, verse 20. Next is the danger of despising the word through willfulness, chapter 10, verses 26 through 39. And then finally, the danger of disobeying the word by refusing to hear, chapter 12, verses 14 through 29, which is where we have been here these last few days. The warning is to not refuse him that speaketh. In other words, listen to what he, the Lord, has to say with the full intent of obeying whatever he tells you through his blessed book, the Bible. I live in the United States. We call it a free country. We have greater access to the Word of God than many places in this world do, and we're able to meet in God's house and worship without the fear of the government coming in to beat us or to kill us or to confiscate our goods, as happened to people, for example, in Acts chapter 8, and may happen in some places in foreign countries today. I have never in all my years of preaching, and the first time I preached a sermon was in a church in February of 1970. And so in over 40 years, I've never had one government official come up and tell me what I could or could not preach. Some people make a big deal today out of churches incorporating. They act like that's the abomination of desolation. Now you're under government control, they say. Government has never, ever told me what I can or cannot preach. And if they try, they're going to end up throwing me in prison because I'm going to preach as thus saith the Lord. Now that may happen, but I'm still going to preach as thus saith the Lord if they throw me in prison. But we have a greater freedom to preach the word. Our greater privilege becomes a greater sin if we reject the message. God judged sternly those who refused the revelation of Moses in the Old Testament. Read Numbers 16 on your own and see. Numbers chapter 16. And you'll see what God did to people that rejected the revelation, that had a greater light, that had a greater opportunity. What will be his indignation with those who reject his present grace in Christ Jesus? When they refused to listen to Moses, God considered it an insult. And there was no escape from the full weight of the consequences. Understand, God hath spoken. Remember back in chapter 1? This epistle started out with God hath spoken. God, who at sundry times and in divers matters spake in times past unto the fathers, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. Yes, he's spoken to the fathers in diverse matters, verse 1 tells us. And the idea was through angels and other ways of speaking, but he's spoken to us directly by his Son, Jesus Christ. God has spoken. Notice, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. The Greek word simply means to reject. More than a righteous ruler on earth offering clemency to a transgressor from the ruler's seat of authority, if one turned away from the offer of grace, he would be inviting the righteous indignation and wrath of the ruler. Again, here's a guy that the president, that the governor says, okay, look, you were wrong. I'll accept full responsibility for your wrong. I'll pay your debt and let you go free. You just have to do this and do that. You say, I don't need you. I want to do things my own way. Well, then you stay in jail. You stay in prison. How much more serious an offense to turn one's back on God's offer of grace made possible by the death of his Son when he is offering the highest heaven and the greatest pardon? This is why the word see is used at the beginning of the verse. The idea is see to it, because God is going to hold you accountable. This then is not between the pastor, the apostle, the evangelist, and the individual. Rather, it is between the individual and God. Now, people live in this era like to blame people. Kids mess up, they like to blame their parents. They like to blame society. If I am lazy, it's someone else's fault. If I steal something, it was someone else's fault. If I kill somebody, it was society's fault. And for some reason or another, we don't want people to bear personal responsibility. But my friend, one day, everyone will have personal responsibility before God. No matter how much they try to blame others for it, God won't hear it. And that takes us to verse 26. He says, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. Now, do you see the power of God? Even back then, the mountain shook with the smoke and fire, and it made a couple million people shake in their sandals. But the time comes when the entire earth will quake. Listen to Joel chapter 2, verses 10 through 13. The earth shall quake before them, the heaven shall tremble, the sun and the moon shall be dark, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. And the Lord shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for he is strong that executeth his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible, and who can abide it? Therefore also now, saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your heart, and not your garments. Turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. Oh, think of the earth and the heaven shaking. No earthquake like this ever in the past. The only thing left standing will be those who are standing on the grace of God. Verse 27 speaks of the result, and man is warned. Verse 27 says, and this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. We're reminded of 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 through 14. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot, and blameless. Now let me just look quickly at some words here from 2 Peter 3, verses 10 through 14. The elements shall melt with fervent heat. Elements refers to that which is rudimentary. The first steps, in this case, the first steps of matter, which is referring to atoms. And you see, as in an atom bomb, when they would separate in the atom bomb, the inner nucleus there, and proton from the neutron, and boom, and heat, and all that explosion. Well, this is all the atoms. You know, they don't know what holds an atom together. Now, we know this God, but they don't have a scientific proof or explanation for it. They have some theories, but there's not a real explanation for it. Well, one day, the elements are going to let loose when God commands. Dissolved is kind of like an Alka-Seltzer. You see it in tablet form, then you put it in water, and it changes form, but it's still an Alka-Seltzer. You know, when there's a new heaven, new earth, the Lord is going to purify this heaven and earth and change it. Just like this old Andy Bloom is still going to be Andy Bloom in heaven, but he's going to have a new body, and the old nature is going to be done away and dissolved in a new form. Now, in our text, you see the word removing. And the idea of removing of those things in verse 27 is from a Greek word which means to transfer to a new basis. This present universe, which is under the curse of Adam's sin, is being transferred to the new basis of the second Adam's blessing into a perfect universe. And so then we look at the end of the millennium. There's 1,000 years here on earth when Christ comes back. And he sets up a great, beautiful kingdom. And this thing in 2 Peter chapter 3, in verses 10 through 14, looks at the end of that period. And it sees a white throne in which God is going to judge all those without Christ.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
Stand so the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible.